so many people's lives are being plundered, ruined, because they believe the distorted self-image that the world projects on them. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to Fresh. I remember the first time I heard about the idea of godly self-confidence, thinking, isn't that a contradiction in terms? To be godly, you have to take up your cross and die to self. But self-confidence is about pride and arrogance. The two things just don't go together. And in one sense, that's absolutely true. After all, pride always comes before the fall. But there's a flip side to this, because when we accept Jesus as our Savior and Lord, His Spirit breathes new life into us. So all the gifts and abilities that God planted there in our DNA when He created us come to life in a whole new way. And that's a wondrous thing. This is how the psalmist puts it as he prayed to God. Psalm 139, verses 13 and 14. Oh God, you formed the way I think and feel. You put me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because you made me in such a wonderful way. I know how amazing that was. Think about it. God formed you in your mother's womb. And as He did that, as He wove your natural gifts and abilities into every strand of your DNA, He also planned all the days of your life before any of them as yet existed. Who you are and what He's called you to do are in fact a perfect fit. And that, the work of God in creating you, in making you who you are, is something that you can have a godly self-confidence in. The only question is, are you going to live out the life that He's made you for and called you to? That's God's word, fresh for you today. It's a powerful thing when we see ourselves the way God sees us. But ditching the distorted self-image that the world so often projects on us can take some doing. That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional each day. A scripture verse with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. It's completely free, so stop by at christianityworks.com for instant access. That web address again is christianityworks.com.